say, oh my goodness, that.
That should be so-and-so.
Uh-huh. And Calvin used this term. I meant to get it before, and somehow or other it slipped. Oh, I see. It's right at the end of the tape. What would you call owls and skunks and just little animals that are just destructive? Well, what do you call these shellfish that you can get by the pint? You put them in stew. They come from the ocean. Pearls are found in them.
Oyster shells?
Yeah. And when Lester goes fishing, you might say, I hope you
catch something.
And if he comes back with only one little one, you'd say, is that all that you have? And one wasp, two
wasps.
Oh, I didn't ask you this. I got sidetracked again. But sometime you find on your shrubbery that there's a when you go out in the morning, you walk between two bushes, and something will drift across your face, and you'll brush it away.
Cobweb.
Yeah. And how about inside the house? These things that you don't have them, but we do at our house.
Well, I probably do. Do if you look, let's don't look.
Drift back and forth.
Well, I call that a cobweb.
Uh-huh. I don't know whether I'd rather have the spiders or the bugs. I think I'd rather have the spiders.
Oh.
When you're getting poison ivy, you say that you.
I say that I itch. Lester says he scratches. Says it scratches. My leg just scratches.
I think these sheets are rather well done. I've been. Someone knocked on the door and said, you've won $100 in the drawing up here. And Calvin said, what did he want? He'd say, he came
to inform me that I had won $100.
Oh, this town in Ohio again. It starts with a C, ends in an I.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. And Calvin went to Stillwater, and what did he do in the Episcopal Church?
He joined.
Uh-huh. If you lived out in the northeast part of town, I'd call on you.